Good evening again, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast, my second one for Friday, March 29th. This will cover the Twitter thread that began on March 25th. Those of you following along at home, you can still find Q posts on qmap.pub, qanon.pub, and a number of other websites. If you are looking for the Android apps, you can find QMap. There's an app for that in the Play Store. There's also Q Alerts and Q Alerts Lite. Q Drops is no longer available in the Android Store. And none of these apps are available on iOS yet, although hopefully the producer of the Q Map app will get that in the Apple Store, hopefully, at some point in the future. My theme for this broadcast is Blind Justice Returns. A lot of ground to cover, so let's get rolling. For centuries, there's been a two-tiered justice system in place that allows society's elites to evade justice. A lot of people who have a pessimistic view of our government, a pessimistic view of current events, I think a lot of that is influenced by their awareness that there has been a two-tier justice system for a long time. It just seems like people in high places who are involved in criminal activity rarely, if ever, are prosecuted. A major theme of Q's mission is to help us understand that a return of equal blind justice under the law is coming back for everyone. So this is a post on March 25th. It is a kind of a review of leading anti-Trump Twitter accounts that shows a familiar pattern of talking heads using the same talking points. Q has referred to that in the past as the 4 a.m. talking points that they receive from the deep state. The talking point that morning was that Bill Barr wasn't objective because he was handpicked by Donald Trump. Well, yes, I'm sorry, but elections do have consequences. And if you get elected to be president, you get to handpick people like the Attorney General. So these are a bunch of tweets, and Q collected them. I have this Time magazine cover over here where the White House is sort of looking like a Russian building complex. And Q wrote, "People around the world are waking up to the fact, not fiction, that the corporate, D in brackets, party politically controlled, six corporations own 90% of the media. Fake news is not unbiased journalism, but politically motivated and controlled statements, not facts," is in brackets. Actually, a lot of this is in brackets. "Think for yourself. Stop being a sheep to their narrative. They will be held accountable. Nobody walks away from this." Q. All right, so here's a screenshot of some of these. Senator Jeff Merkley, Barr was handpicked because he said the president couldn't be charged with obstruction, and guess what? He decided no obstruction. Jay Inslee, "American people deserve the opportunity to read the Mueller report, not a sanitized summary from Donald Trump's handpicked AG, Mark Warner. Congress and the American people need to see the special counsel's full report, not a shorthand summary from president's handpicked attorney general, Joy Reid. Trump's handpicked AG, Tom Steyer. Decision is not to prosecute Trump was made by his handpicked attorney general, Kamala Harris, handpicked. Elizabeth Warren, handpicked." See how they all kind of same talking points? Happens a lot. I think a lot of these Twitter accounts are probably being monitored and or run by one or two people, more than likely. Some people are willing to let the crimes of the deep state go unpunished. Actually, a lot of conservative political pundits have been saying for a long time, none of these people are going to be punished. There is going to be no trials. There aren't sealed indictments. None of these people are going to go to military tribunals. Well, I got news for you. They're wrong. These people are going to be punished. They are going to be held accountable. And that's what a lot of this is going to cover in this broadcast. Q has warned, they will be held accountable. Nobody walks away from this. All right, we have this Q drop from March 25th. "Why didn't POTUS fire Rod Rosenstein," in brackets, "after reporting regarding his offer to wear a wire?" That's a good question. "Why did Whitaker and Barr retain Rosenstein to the end? who signed off on the Mueller summary report submitted by Barr yesterday. That was actually both Barr and Rosenstein, who signed fraudulent FISA warrants. Well, Rosenstein signed the last Carter Page FISA warrant. Sally Gates signed one before that. Who appointed Mueller as special counsel? That would be Rosenstein. Who has full control? That would be Patriots. Optics are very important. Q. Optics are important. March 25th, Q posted this. The only way to regain the trust regarding equal justice under the law, regarding the White House, regarding intelligence, FBI, DOJ, Senate, Congress, Five Eyes, and our government, of the majority of the American people, is to provide truth, transparency, and prosecution of all those who knowingly took part in this illegal manufactured effort. And I would stress the word knowingly. You're going to see this a lot in the next video that I do. Q focuses in on the word knowingly quite a bit. In brackets, we have here an attempted coup. Actually, President Trump has used those words to take down the President of the United States. One in brackets. One opens the door. Great Awakening, Q. What is the number one in brackets? This Anon thought number one is POTUS. I would agree. Then this Anon wrote one president opens the door of doors. Q said in the past, did POTUS open the door of doors? Sheep are weaponized with knowledge. The keystone, sheep no more. Great Awakening, pain for them. Q did not repost this. I just thought some of these Anons are pretty good. They get good decodes. On the 25th, Q was telling everyone to watch Sean Hannity because the president had an exclusive interview with Hannity that night. John Nassif got a shout out from Q for posting a video of the president explaining why this type of treasonous behavior must never be allowed to happen again. Let's listen to that clip.
Mr. President, so did this turn out to not be a witch hunt after all? Do you think Robert Mueller did a...
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been. I wish it could have gone a lot sooner, a lot quicker. There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things. I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that... people that have done such harm to our country. We've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things. I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything, my family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again. Thank you all very much.
The president made it clear that people who perpetrated these crimes must be held accountable. And Q posted a link to that. Listen very carefully. Digest the full gravity of what the president of the United States says in this clip. Q. All right. Q posted this on the morning of the 25th of March. Blind justice under the law will return to our republic. There is a reason why a sword is held. Q. And Anon created this graphic showing Q's post about the real panic in D.C. coming in the form of a last resort. Daily Beast, William Barr, I can conceive of situations where journalists might be jailed as a last resort. And then, of course, Q had posted last week, Mueller report delay, panic in D.C. The real panic comes in the form of a last resort. One of the more vocal critics of Q in the movement is the MAGA coalition. Their financial dealings were outlined in a thread by Drone Strike. He used to go by Stealth Jeff. He's just going by Brian Cates now on Twitter. He did a deep dive into MAGA coalition's payment to Gregory. I'm guessing it's Ciccione, a combined $60,000 in three payments. I'm not going to go into this whole thread. It's fairly involved. You can find it on Twitter if you want. Q has links to it on various websites. All right. Q posted other links related to the MAGA coalition, all these links here, and said, "Thank you, Anons, for bringing this to our attention. Be careful who you follow. Follow the money. Follow the expenses." So we've got a link to Open Secrets, PAC's expenditures. We have a link to the Daily Beast article about Sebastian Gorka. We have a link to Drawn Strike's Twitter thread. We have a link to the IRS.gov individuals, how you report suspected tax fraud, and then an FBI government tips page. All right, so these are all the different documents that Q pointed us to. So Q posted all this information. After a brief stint with the MAGA coalition, Gorka left the MAGA coalition. I think he was there for 3 months. Q reposted an Anon's graphic showing details about Gorka's company, Threat Knowledge, based in McLean, Virginia, including the total payment that the MAGA coalition paid him of $60,000. And Q reposted that. This is from the MAGA coalition FEC filing, where you can see the three payments to Sebastian Gorka for the consulting fee. And I would like to say this at this point. Q is not actually putting a finger or accusing Sebastian Gorka of anything. Q is actually putting MAGA Coalition in the spotlight and having us look at MAGA Coalition's operation, not Sebastian Gorka, I don't think specifically. This is a Daily Beast article. Gambino mob boss shooting suspect was supposedly radicalized by Q. Well, so they say. Q posted this, when the constant barrage of fake news attacks fail, those were the biggest threats. Nothing to see here. Number two, Q. Q is the number two most attacked entity on social media right now. B. Rush 1776 pointed out that Fox News used this graphic that Q posted about the mainstream media talking points. And he asked, is Fox following Q? That is a really good question. It would not surprise me if Fox might be following Q secretly. If anyone in the media is a secret Q follower, I suspect it might be Hannity. He's never said anything negative about Q. And unfortunately for him, he got kind of tagged as a Q conspiracy theorist when he retweeted one of my tweets last year. But we don't know. We'll find out in the future if Hannity has any interest in Q. Q reposted Rush 1776 status and said, "You are the news now." Q posted a link to a Department of Justice tweet, and that has to do with the extradition of a man from Ireland. He was actually a dual citizen. He was accused of distributing more than 1 million images of child pornography on the dark web. Robert Sweet, who is the judge in one of Jeffrey Epstein's cases, died suddenly at the age of 96. Q posted a link to that story. Do you believe in coincidences, Q? Well, he was 96 years old. Fox News published an article highlighting a number of current issues. One thing that I found noteworthy in this is a confirmation that Horowitz, it says here, DOJ Inspector Mike Horowitz, confirmed at a panel discussion last week that his office is continuing to review potential surveillance abuses by the FBI, a review that began last March and that Fox News is told is nearing completion. Horowitz has previously found senior FBI officials routinely leaked information without authorization to the media. I think we're going to find out a lot more about that in this next IG report about leaking from the White House, from the intelligence community, from the DOJ to the media. Q has suggested that when that information comes out, it'll cause a lot of people in the media to resign, probably cause some government resignations, and that will ultimately lead to prosecution. I just threw this in here. Sarah Sanders, press secretary, said that they literally accused the president of the United States of being an agent of a foreign government. That's equivalent to treason, punishable by death in this country. I find it very interesting that a lot of Trump surrogates are talking about treason, now. So moving along, and Anon posted a graphic. It's essentially copy and paste of an article by John Solomon. It talks about how the Trump-Russia collusion story did actually affect the American election. It helped the Dems win a number of seats. And this is his column, and Q reposted that. There's a news story here. The Justice Department sided with a lower court ruling that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. That case is making its way through the federal court. It was upheld, I believe, by the Fifth Circuit Court in Texas, and it's continuing to make its way through the courts. Q reposted a link to that story, and this meme of the President Trump painting over Obama's White House picture. All right. Ann Coulter is continuing her fear porn campaign, trying to convince us that the wall is never going to be built. She tweeted this out. No collusion and no wall. I'd prefer collusion and a wall. Ryan Saavedra, breaking news. Pentagon has notified Congress. It has authorized a transfer of $1 billion to begin new wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. Actually, this is just more money that's coming in addition to what has already been approved. So Q posted links to those two Twitter statuses, hashtag fake, 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 Q. That would be referring to Ann Coulter. Q posted this image of flags out on the patios and porches. Flags out, have a great night, Q. You're going to see a lot of flags out posts in the next video. This covered tweets and posts from yesterday by Q, but not in this video so much. All right, and Anon posted a tweet by the president showing the truth about the status of the southern border wall. President, the fake news media keeps saying we haven't built any new wall. Below is a section just completed on the border. Anti-climbing feature is included. Very high, strong, and beautiful. Also, many miles already renovated and in service. And actually, the president talked about that in his rally yesterday. Q, fake news media. Right, they keep saying that the wall is not being built. All right, Q posted a link to a C-SPAN video, which is actually an audio recording with still images of the person that is speaking displayed. This is Supreme Court deliberations. Took place on March 20th. Ruth Bader Ginsburg speaks briefly in this clip. We'll let you listen to it.
Take account of the history. Your reading of Swain and how Swain and Batson interact?
I think that's entirely correct, Your Honor. Even in Swain, history was relevant. To look more broadly, in Arlington Heights, this court said that history is relevant. And in Millerell, said that history was relevant. So there isn't a new rule about history being relevant. The Mississippi Supreme Court ignored what this court has already said about history being relevant. And
The court said it took account of the history. So what are we to make of that?
Well, if the court had taken account of the history.
Q asked and noted that she was speaking at the 19 minute and 56 point. What is Ruth Bader Ginsburg's current state of health? Note, she's in brackets. Are pictures being avoided for a reason? Pictures in and out of the home, in and out of cars are easy to post because they don't really show her actual state of health. For the record, Q has never suggested that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was dead. Q did ask a number of questions. Why was she selected? Who appointed her? Who are the doctors currently treating her? What other political, former, current, senior political heads are they affiliated with? What off-the-market drugs are being provided to her to sustain minimum daily function? What is the real medical diagnosis of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Who's managing her care? Who is really managing her care? The clock is ticking. Panic in D.C. All right. Q posted a link to a tweet by Representative Doug Collins, who is continuing to roll out congressional testimony. This was an announcement, the release of the transcript of George Papadopoulos' interview before House Judiciary. And there's a link to that. It was announced, and this was on March 26th, that the charges were dropped against Jussie Smollett in this fake hoaxed hate crime. And Anon posted a screenshot of a previous Q post and some things that Q had said about that. All right. Q then responded to that. Was there any surprise to today's charges being dropped? Read the drop carefully again. Was there video evidence? Was there payment evidence? Testimony by two people, paid men evidence. Not enough to evidence to convict. The system is rigged. Will the Attorney General need to get involved? Q. Q then posted this. Kim Fox, she was the Cook County attorney who actually stepped back and recused herself from the case, but she pulled a few strings to get those charges dropped. Q asked, who is pulling her strings? Goodbye, Fox. Q. Never good when Q puts you in goodbye, Fox, or fly, Fox, fly. Means things are not going down. This was a story on the Smollett case. In this article that I posted, this is an AP News article, the very last line of that article says, police have also said that before the attack, Smollett sent a letter that threatened him to the Chicago studio where the Empire show was shot. FBI, which is investigating that letter, has declined to comment on the investigation. So I think the feds got involved in that fairly early when that letter got sent to them. All right. Rahm Emanuel was outraged, very angry, just ranting mad about Smollett's case, his charges being dropped. People were scratching their heads. Why is Rahm Emanuel taking our side? Well, what if the federal investigation uncovers top to bottom corruption in Chicago politics? That would be a problem. And maybe that's why Rahm Emanuel is acting so outraged about it. Jim Hoft of the Gateway Pundit tweeted about the Chicago Police Union demanding a federal investigation. Actually, I think they dumped a bunch of information out on the web about that case. They were so angry. Q actually posted a link to that article. Demanding the federal investigation, Q said, it shall be done. Q then posted this, 2-for-1, 3-for-1, 4-for-1. These people are stupid. So I think Q is suggesting there that this case has the potential to take down a lot of bad people. This Anon responded, betting Smollett flipped. The four would be Avenatti, Garagos, Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel, and Fox. Not a bad guess. This Anon said, sounds like they should have left Smollett hang alone. Instead, they came to his defense and they caught themselves. This Anon was just laughing like crazy. And then this Anon said, yes, Fox, Booker, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and Smollett, bing, bang, boom, boom. So it seems likely that this is going to take down a number of higher people. This guy said, I'm okay with him walking if this leads directly to Kamala and Cory Booker. I'll link to the Gateway Pundit article. Q posted a link to a Chicago Tribune. It's not actually an article. It is a standalone website that has a lot of texts and emails sent by Kim Fox regarding the Jesse Smollett case. And it doesn't actually say where those texts and emails came from, how they were acquired. It doesn't say if it was a FOIA. Q posted a link to that and said, worth remembering, Q. And this is just some of the text messages and emails here. Q then posted this. This is, the morning of the 26th of March. Phone records leak. Where did you hear that before? Q drop number 2849. What happens if the phone records of Smollett leak? Q is quoting himself here. And so one of the Anons went, dug up the old post, February 21st. Hate hoax by Smollett. False flag designed to pass anti-lynching laws. Get wall-to-wall fake news coverage. Real hate, real violence, and fascism carried out by members of Antifa gets no coverage. Reconcile. When will the FBI conclude their investigation into Antifa? We actually get some information on this one. This is one of the Anons figured this out. Q then asked, what happens if the phone records of Smollett leak? Now, this was on February 21st. This was over a month ago, right? Political forces at work. So Q reposted that and said, was a proof missed. That's a link to the emails and the texts. Q says texts, phone regarding leak, Smollett news unlocks. All right, so yeah, we missed a proof. Let's see. Q then reposted an Anon's graphic showing his post from February 21st about Smollett's phone records leaking and a link to the March 13 Chicago Tribune page showing those leaked phone records. How did Q know? That's a good question. Q posted a link to a Bing search of QAnon over the previous 7 days. Past 7 days, nothing to see here. Q. And an Anon created this graphic showing the results of in a vertical string of images. If you take a screenshot of a bunch of these long links and articles, it turns out to be this really long, thin image that you can't really see. However, Joe M. Storm is upon us on Twitter. He created this video of the search results. Just a whole lot of articles about Q, about conspiracies, about different things related to Q. Q is kind of sucking the oxygen out of the room, and I think a lot of people are pretty angry about that. Q, okay, this is going back to a previous question about Q and Antifa. This Anon said, bingo, I think I found the connection. Q wanted us to find with the recent drops regarding the Antifa investigation. Q proof. The culprit of the Marine assaults last year, this is two Marines, I think they were both Hispanic, were assaulted, and this is the one of the masterminds of the harassment of Ted Cruz, connections to high-level Democrats such as Maxine Waters. And here's a link to a Fox News article. Here's the article. It explains that the connections Antifa activist Joseph Alcoff had to high-ranking Democrats, including Maxine Waters. His arrest for the ethnic intimidation and assault of the two Marines. Since his arrest, Democrats in Congress have tried to distance themselves from him. This section here talks about how he was a member of the group that was shouting threats outside the home of Tucker Carlson and for heckling Ted Cruz and his wife at a Washington restaurant. So Q reposted that, said, well done, Anon, the anti-American party of hate and crime. Q. On the 26th of March, Q posted this image, Hannity, Trump, tomorrow at 9 p.m. We'll get to that in just a minute. Newly released text messages between Andrew McCabe and Lisa Page appeared to discuss a plan that McCabe had regarding one of their FISA targets. So Q pointed our attention to this. Down here on the bottom, this last message is outgoing Andrew McCabe. Note the date, it's important. November 18th, and this is at 5:39 a.m. I tried sending an email to a name that's redacted, but it bounced back. Are you still getting the redacted emails? DAG, Deputy Attorney General, inquired about our plan regarding that FISA target if he mobilizes, given the physical access he has. Let me know if you got the email I forwarded from Tash. I believe that's Tash Gahar. Now, when I first saw this drop, I thought, okay, we're talking about Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General. So I interpreted this as Rosenstein asked about our plan regarding the FISA target if he mobilizes, given the physical access he, Rosenstein, has. The problem is, it is not clear who he is, who is he that mobilizes, giving physical access he has. We don't know who that person is. Q reposted that email message link and said this in quotes, Deputy Attorney General inquired about our plan regarding that FISA target if he mobilizes, given the physical access he has. Then writes, Deputy Attorney General plus number two, Andrew McCabe, discussion regarding where a wire entrapment regarding the 25th Amendment. The more you know. Q. I would not have gotten that out of this text message. So let's just continue. And Anon posted this. Hey, Q, these texts are from 2016, long before Rosenstein became Deputy Attorney General. That's correct. Sally Yates was actually Deputy Attorney General at that time. This may get a little confusing. Q responded, if Sally Yates, a she was Deputy Attorney General during this period of time. What does he refer to regarding Deputy Attorney General? Well, when I read this text, I thought, well, maybe we're talking about he is the FISA target. Who's the FISA target? Is it Carter Page? Is it General Flynn? He's mentioned up here. That could be the he. But Q seems to say, was Rosenstein planned to assume the Deputy Attorney General at that point in time? Bake your noodle, Q. Yes, that certainly does bake your noodle. And that is a phrase from the movie The Matrix, where the Oracle tells Neo, oh, don't worry about the vase. And then Neo turns around, what vase? Drops a vase on the ground. He goes, how did you know it was going to happen? She goes, oh, what'll really bake your noodle is, would you have dropped the vase if I hadn't said anything? All right, so again, it's just asking some more questions. The he that was referred to in this text could have been Mike Flynn, could have been Carter Page, could have been Rosenstein. Maybe they were planning to put Rosenstein in that position back then. I don't know. I'm not sure. Definitely bakes your noodle. All right, and Anon asked this. Admiral Rogers would have had lots of access. Didn't he turn off access to the FBI contractors? This is talking about FBI contractors who had access to the NSA database, who are giving information to people in the intelligence community that it sounds like some of that information was used to obtain warrants to spy on certain people. That is a whole another issue. I've talked about that in previous videos and probably talk about it in the future, but don't want to get too much into that right now. All right, Q responded to this, Anon. Think Admiral Rogers, the Trump Tower meeting, right after a skiff was set up in the tower. So this is confirmation. We've thought for a while that the reason why Admiral Rogers waited, I think, 9 days until after the president won the election. Trump was elected on November 8th. Rogers visited Trump Tower on the 17th, 9 days. Dan Bongino first thought that would give them enough time to set up a skiff in Trump Tower so they could have a classified meeting that where no one would be listening into them. And Q is confirming here that there was a skiff set up for that meeting. So Q says, think about that meeting. Think about Trump campaign leaving Trump Tower base of operations the very next day. 1 + 1 = 2, Q. So the president's team did leave Trump Tower after Admiral Rogers informed them that they were being spied on. That is actually chronicled in a number of places. For those of you who are looking for a timeline of Obamagate, Spygate, whatever you want to call it, you can find this on Conservapedia. It's called the Obamagate Timeline. And November 17, Admiral Rogers informs Trump of Obama administration surveillance. Rogers actually got in a lot of trouble for going and giving a briefing to President-elect Trump without the permission of his bosses. Rogers is a hero, and he did the right thing. Lots of articles on that meeting. This one is from The Market's Work, Jeff Carlson. He's done really good research into all these issues. Okay, the reason I said pay attention to the date. So on this text message from McCabe outgoing, the date is November 18, 2016 at 5:39 in the morning. That is the day after Rogers met with Trump and his campaign transition team in Trump Tower. The next morning, McCabe is messaging about this particular thing. So it's, Q is going to give us, I think, more information on that as time goes on. Okay. This is another thing that will bake your noodle. On November 22nd, so the transition team of Trump president-elect moved to New Jersey to a Trump golf course. Depending on which source you read, it was either on the 17th or on the 18th. All right, 4 days later, Trump then tweets this out. Great meetings will take place today at Trump Tower concerning the formation of the people who will run our government for the next 8 years. And the Anon says, was this bait? Right. So, yeah, I mean, my question is, had surveillance devices been removed? Was the president baiting them? I don't know exactly what that's all about, but Q did repost that. Q then reposted the PfizerGate poster, which we've seen before. And Anon responded, Trump Tower was bugged, most likely. This Anon says, yeah, I thought this was known by the Anons. It is common knowledge. Q then said, knowing what you now know, replay that story, start late 2015, Q. Especially what we know about Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, McCabe being in London in December of 2015. Some of these pieces are now being pulled together. And like I said, I think we'll get more information on that in the future. A Twitter account by the name of Complex got queued for a video explaining everything you need to know about the QAnon conspiracy. You know, the problem is these folks never actually go and read Q's posts, so they don't really know everything you need to know. And Anon replied, does their stupidity ever stop being so amusing? Hasn't for me. Q replied, badge of honor, patriot, or the target, Q. If you're taking flack, you know you're over the target. Q did not repost this, but one of the Anons created this graphic. On the March 26th, Q posted, I thought this was known by Anons, and then reposted that, knowing what you now know, replay the story. That post by Q came in at 16:30 and 36 seconds, and that is Eastern Standard Time. President Trump tweeted out, thank you to the House Republicans for sticking together. Big win today on the border. That tweet came out at 16:31 and 16 seconds. Q posted 40 seconds prior to the president on that particular exchange. How many coincidences before it becomes mathematically impossible? Do the math. It's very, very difficult to post one time 40 seconds before the president, let alone do it about 22 times. Very difficult. Now that we know the president didn't collude with Russia during the election, it might be helpful to go back and look at things that people in the media said about collusion. Q posted a link to a YouTube video. Sometimes it's good to go back once you've gone forward, knowingly pushing a narrative that is false and fake. There's that word again, knowingly. This is CNN, media arm of the D party. Think for yourself, Q. The video that Q linked to is Van Jones and his famous undercover Project Veritas video, where they caught him saying, admitting that he knew that the Russia thing was a nothing burger. All right. Afterward, when at CPAC, when Van Jones ran into James O'Keefe, they talked about it. Van Jones says, no, you took everything out of context, man. You know that was a long conversation. You took it out of context. So this video has the entire of your conversation in context, and nothing was taken out of context. Van Jones admitted that he knew there was a nothing burger, but, you know, he pushed a narrative anyway, knowingly pushing a false narrative. And Anon posted this meme and said, wish me luck, fags. This Anon has an interview with an intelligence agency tomorrow. Very nervous. All right. For those of you who are new and don't know, fags is not a term of hatred or denigration. Fags is a term of endearment used on 4chan and 8chan. If you are one of those people who tracks airplanes, you're a plane fag. If you are an Anon who studies the Bible, you are a Bible fag. If you are an IT expert, you might be called an IT fag. Whatever your area of expertise is, they call you that type of fag on the board. It is not a negative term. It's just a term that they use for each other. Old fag, new fag. So don't be offended when you see that word. It doesn't. It's not a term that's used to slander people. All right. So the Anon was asking for, I think, prayer and encouragement on his applying with the intelligence agency, which Q has been telling the Anons, hey, you should apply. Q says, good luck, Patriot. Autists should consider joining three-letter agencies, military intelligence programs, if interested. Ability to decipher complex info strings is a valued asset. Q. This Anon asks if it's worth continuing to research Mega Coalition. It said, Q, digging on Mega Coalition shows obvious fraud. Also, those associated are nonstop attacking and obviously coordinated. Why would a PAC attack us? This in itself shows it is fake. This PAC also engages known shills and frauds. Do we still dig? Many have reported to the IRS. Q responded, just going to read this. Some organizations do not have good intentions. Due diligence is required. We highlighted this particular organization as one example. Then there's all the links that Q posted previously. Follow the money, track donations versus expenses, administration, fundraising, strategy, and research, etc., etc. Are the expenses highly inflated? Monthly installment payments made to names who can attract more donations. The wheel. I think the wheel is a suggestion that if you get a famous person to come in, they can attract more donations. More donations brings in more money. They can pay more fees for the person who is, you know, bringing in the donations. And it just becomes a repetitive cycle. How much donated money was actually spent promoting MAGA, pro-MAGA candidates indirectly versus internal or wheel costs? Link to the IRS how to report suspected tax fraud. When you offer better goods and services for free, like Q does, there is no longer a need to donate, purchase, and or follow those who would use such platforms to enrich themselves, hence the attacks. And Q there is saying, and Q has said this for a long time, Q offers information for free. No one knows who Q is. Q doesn't charge anything. Q gives us free intelligence information. Why are people and organizations like Mega Coalition attacking people who give out information for free? Because free information, the kind that Q provides, is a threat to their model. Logical thinking always wins. Attempts to divide the movement draws light to their true intentions. This is about the survival of our nation and our world, not funding scams. End of topic. Keep your eye on the ball, Q. All right, so Q is not going to talk about Mega Coalition anymore, and neither am I. Please do not email me, do not send me direct messages, and don't tag me in posts and links and videos about Mega Coalition. I am done with this subject. I am not going to discuss it anymore. We need to keep our eye on the ball. We need to keep focused. And generally speaking, I do not pay attention to shills and trolls. I ignore them. So, time to move on. And Anon posted a picture of Adam Schiff when he was much younger, with his arm around a young man here. And the Anon said, let your enemy dig their own grave. Every time Schiff talks, he turns Americans away. Although charges against Schiff would be pretty badass. Q responded, watch Hannity tonight. This is on the 27th. POTUS may have a few words on the subject. Q. Boy, did the president have a few words on Adam Schiff. I would just go on YouTube or wherever and get the full interview with the president and Hannity. President dropped a lot of bombs in that interview. And due to copyright issues, I don't want to include any of that in this video. All right, I'm already getting copyright complaints from people on material that I have, like the jingle at the end that I used to have. We have legitimate purchased rights to that music, but there is an entity on YouTube that is filing copyright complaints against it, so I'm trying not to include any copyrighted material. In this article, Devin Nunes outlined his plan to make criminal referrals to the Department of Justice for Spygate and liars and leakers. We have to now go on offense and track down all these dirty cops and bad players. So Q posted a link to that article. Maximum transparency, panic in DC, Q. That's a quote from Nunes in the article, maximum transparency. Q posted this, DOJ coordination with UK regarding D-class of FISA, think plane tracking. So we know that the DOJ under Obama, coordinated with the UK intelligence and I think probably Australia and New Zealand, to spy on the Trump campaign. I think he was suggesting that the UK is now cooperating with them because they really don't have a choice. As Anon posted this, the UK must be desperate in negotiating in order to not get burned. Handing over Christopher Steele and many others, resolution to Brexit is part of the negotiations. It's just speculation. Q did not repost this. And Anon posted a graphic. This is a tweet by WikiLeaks. They made this observation, a rarely seen U.S. Department of Justice jet with tail number N996GA flew to London on Tuesday and has not been recorded as leaving. This was posted on March 21st. Then on the right side here, we have this the current Q drop. And Anon asked, think plane tracking. So is the DOJ plane in the UK picking up another passenger beside the CP King? Christopher Steele is key to the dossier and basis for the FISA. And we probably have an indictment. Is he getting shipped over here to the U.S.? Are we going to see him in front of the Senate? UK is helping to declass FISA. All right. CP King, I don't know what that means. Is that child porn king? Is that chess player king? I do not know and really don't want to speculate. Q, however, did say, your reference is correct. Details classified. Q. I do not know what class 1 through 99 is, other than to say I've seen this designation in brackets at least 15 or 20 times, and all I can tell you is it means things that are classified. All right, don't need to speculate past that. Saved Angel 61 was cued for posting an article about James Comey's comments regarding Donald Trump being exonerated for the Mueller investigation. And that article, Comey, although he said at the time he was fired that Trump could fire him at any time with or without cause, has changed his tune and now believes his firing could be considered obstruction of justice. All right, Q reposted a tweet linked to the article. Comey thought it was part of the plan, the end game, hence why Rosenstein, in brackets, drafted the recommendation letter to fire him. This is a quote by Comey. So many questions. This is actually a tweet. Who has full control? That would be patriots. These people are stupid. Indictments coming, Q. Indictments are coming. All right. And Anon responded when Q asked, who is it in full control? Well, patriots are in full control. And if you've been told for the last 2 years that the president's going to be indicted, he's going to be removed from office, the deep state's in control, well, you found out in the last week, the deep state is not in control. President Trump did not get indicted, neither did his family. All those people who were pushing those stories lied to you. Now you are seeing patriots are in control. And if you had doubts previously, now you know. It's going to become more obvious as time goes on. One last thing from the board. This Anon wrote, Anons, today has been an absolute privilege. I raise the flag for the U.S. who fight and for those who no longer can fight with us. I am in the company of men and women who are far greater than I. I am no longer alone. I no longer fight alone. Where we go one, we go all. God bless POTUS, and please bless these United States. All right, that is my second video for today done. Love you all. Please keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Q just posted a couple of drops this afternoon. I'll get cracking on those. I got one more video, a long one to do from yesterday's posts. And love you all. Take care. I'll catch you on the next broadcast.